We're joined by Giants quarterback Eli Manning. And Eli, 10 years in the game. Does it feel like it's gone fast for you?
It really has. It's going by quickly. I still feel like I'm still a young guy and in here trying to learn, trying to get better every day, and still love what I'm doing and coming to work every day and getting to be with my teammates and coaches and play football. So enjoying what I'm doing and having fun and excited about this upcoming year.
Do you allow yourself to get excited about the possibilities of this offense with Hakeem and Ramsey's coming along, and obviously Victor Cruz, Lewis Murphy's a fast guy, Brandon Myers who you added. This could be an explosive offense.
Yeah, it's easy. Yeah, it's easy to get excited and expect to go out there and do things well. Guys get open and so. That's why you want to make the most of it. It's not going to, come easy. It's a matter of, for me, getting the ball to these guys and letting them be athletes and make big plays and our offensive line protecting. So it's all got to come together. But excited about, the talent that we have and the people, and excited about the way they work and the way they're competitive and how passionate they are about the game of football.
How do you go about integrating a new guy like Brandon Myers into the offense? Because so much of what you do offensively is pretty complex with the decisions that have to be made on the fly.
Yeah, with Brandon, just have a lot of conversations, either on the field, after each play, trying to talk about little things, after practice, getting in the meeting room together and just talking about decision makings, how you can run certain routes to make sure we are on the same page. And he's done a great job, and Coach Pope does a great job, those receivers, or the tight ends, getting them ready in the run game and the passing game. And so even during practice, when the second and third team are up, we can stand together and hey, we got a certain play, and we're talking about what's going to happen, how you need to run the route. So just spend a lot of time together trying to make sure he's on the same page.
All right, since you've been here, there's always been a veteran presence at running back, whether it was Tiki, then Ahmad, and Brandon Jacobs. Now you have a bunch of young guys. Talk about what you have to do with them as far as getting them up to speed on pass protection.
Yeah, with any young running back, they got a lot going on. They got to know their run game adjustments, and they got to know pass protections and who to block. They got to know the routes based on every pass play as well, and what they have to do to open up the receivers or get themselves open. So there's a lot going on. I think obviously Andre has a great understanding of this offense. He's been around a few years, and so he's kind of been the leader of that group, and he's done a great job with all that. David Wilson, a lot of talent, a lot of explosiveness, and he's really gotten better at everything, understanding this offense.
You always look to improve your game. Every year there are things that you work on. What are some of the areas that you personally and as an offense you'd like to see this team do better this year?
I think we need to get better at hitting those big plays. And so, and for me that could be, a big play could be I can throw it, a 6-7 yard pass and it can go for 25, 30 yards. Those are big plays. And that's, me hitting guys accurately, hitting a slant, hitting them right on the numbers and having them run. And, also throwing the ball down the field. Stretching the field, we got to be able to hit those big plays, something we were down on last year. And so we got to find a way, if we're gonna stretch the field and throw the ball down the field, we got to find ways of completing them.
The Super Bowls obviously are great. I mean, that's fantastic, but do you want to see this team be more consistent as far as every year being in the mix?
Yeah, I mean, I think every year you'd like to make the playoffs. I think for the last couple of years, we have been right in the mix, right there at the end of the season. We've had opportunities to make the playoffs, and we just haven't won the key games in those seasons. So I think every year we are in the mix. We got to make sure we're winning those tight games, winning those those games towards the end of the season that are going to get us into the playoffs. So it's a long year, a long season, and there may be ups and downs, but we got to make sure we're right there at the end of the year, have a chance to make the playoffs and doing everything we have to do to make sure we're getting in there.
All right. Got to ask you the question now. You and Peyton have been spokesmen for DirecTV for quite a while, your dad also. Football on your phone.
It's football on your phone. It's football on your phone. Wow.
It's football on your phone. That's what I said.
It's football on your phone. You can watch it in bed.
When you first saw the script, did you say, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I was a little hesitant about it and kind of had had to call Peyton a little bit and ask if he had read the script. And, we had some discussion about it and kind of, all right, how's this going to play out? So, obviously, a little hesitant, but kind of having talked to the people at DirecTV and kind of, you know, talked to Peyton, and we had great success a few years ago with Football Cops. That was a little kind of out of the ordinary for us, and we said, you know what, it might be fun. We'll give it a shot, and hopefully it worked out. And so we had fun doing it, just kind of take a few hours and kind of forget, you know, what you're doing or what the normal day's life is in a football player and try it out, and we had a lot of fun.
You got football on your phone, right?
I got football on my phone, always.
Good stuff. Hey, good luck with the rest of the camp, and good luck this season.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.